ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
So we are looking at enjoying rich fulfillment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't need to feel like singing or dancing for you to do such. Why? The just shall live by faith. The just does not live by what he sees or what he hears. The just, the righteous of God, lives by faith. You know you should be dancing, then dance. You know you should be singing, then sing. You don't have to feel it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Practicalize your being a child of God this year. When you get a report that's not favorable, start dancing, start singing. Praise God. Because you are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. You are not a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Why? God already won the victory for you. Hallelujah. So that is why he's saying that you are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we must live by faith this year. Very important. We must live by faith this year. Make it a habit to dance and sing every day and to shout, praise God, because you are a victor. And victors don't go around with a long face. Victors, they go around shouting, hallelujah. They go around praising God, hallelujah. It doesn't matter how long it has taken, this is your year. Someone does not believe that. I said 2019 is your year. You were here on the 31st, and a young man gave a testimony. For a while, he was waiting for a job, you know. But we declared that 2018 was his year. Praise God. And when it came to the time, he got one job. Before he could resume at the job, he got another job. Now, nobody will say it's not God. So that stuff has taken time because all the glory will be to God. Praise God. All the glory, all the praise. People will look at you this year and say, only God could have done that. If I'm talking to you, say a big amen. It's very important. Hallelujah. Because this year, you will testify. Quickly, our scripture for the year. Let's remember that this year, our emphasis is on reaching out. The Great Commission. The Great Commission, very importantly. So anywhere you are, see yourself as a light. Matthew 5, verse 13. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. So anywhere you see yourself, be it in the marketplace or with your family, see yourself as the salt that is adding flavor to their lives. Praise God. Very important. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. That's not your portion in Jesus' name. Verse 14. Okay. But my main point is for you to know that this is your year of what? But you are a light. You are the salt of the earth. So your goal every day should be to bring someone to Jesus. Because you should be seen going about your Father's business. It's very important. This is our year. In fact, from next week, if I see you, I'm going to ask you, where is your disciple? You must have someone you are discipling for Jesus. You must have someone you are bringing to church. If you can't even preach very well, just invite the person to church. Let the pastor preach to the person. Praise God. But ensure that you are bringing people to the kingdom of God. Let me tell your neighbor, you are a lighthouse. So direct people to Jesus. So let's go back to our scripture for, you are the light of the world. Okay. Psalm 66 verse 12. God has brought us to a year of rich fulfillment. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. But, tell somebody, but, you brought us out to a rich fulfillment. And we have looked at different translations and we were able to pick out a few words. NLT says, he has brought us to a place of great abundance. Tell somebody, great abundance. KJV said, he has brought us to a wealthy place. Message, a well-watered place. NCV, a place with good things. Again, NLT, a place of great abundance. KJV, a wealthy place. Message, a well-watered place. NCV, a place with good things. But the emphasis is, he has brought us to a place of rich fulfillment. I want you to understand that the word of God cannot fail. Isaiah 40 verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades. If you go up that chapter, you will see that people are likened to grass. And what they have is likened to flowers. So the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands for how long? So, no matter how long that stuff has been, it's temporary. If you can find the word of God and stand on the word, it will come to pass. Praise God. Because the word of God stands forever. It cannot fail. You must understand that. Let's look at Isaiah 55 from verse 10. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud. You see, the rain does not come down for nothing. It comes for a reason. To water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11. So shall my word. So the word of God is likened to the rain that comes down. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, like Psalm 66 verse 12, saying that is your year of rich fulfillment. Hallelujah. It shall not return to God void. That word is not meant to go to God empty. The word is meant to accomplish what God has sent it for. Not just that, it is meant to prosper in it. Praise God. This 2019, the word of God will prosper in your life. In the name of Jesus. So the word of God is meant to prosper. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. I want to just take that part. So there's no mistake in the word of God. The word of God is perfect. All scriptures. Because I want to let us look at that word, rich. Because rich fulfillment. I want you to understand that God wants you to be rich. Let me tell your neighbor, God wants you to be rich. Because some Christians don't believe that. That's why you see a lot of talking on social media. Praise God. They believe that a Christian should be poor. No. It's far from that. Praise God. Let me tell your neighbor, God wants you to prosper. Tell him God wants you to have good success. Praise God. Hallelujah. So there's a difference between success and good success. Praise God. Good success is the one that comes from God. The blessing that brings riches and add no sorrows. That's good success. Praise God. 3 John verse 2. Remember, every scripture is given by the inspiration of God. 3 John verse 2, just one chapter. Beloved, I pray, or I beseech you, that you may prosper in a few things. I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. God desires that you prosper in all things. That means in your career, there should be rich fulfillment. In your family, in your health. But as your soul prospers, so you must change your thinking. I cannot help you until I change your thinking. Praise God. Your mindset controls your life. Scripture says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is what? So he is. So if you cannot break that, you know, that stronghold in your mind that a Christian should not have the good things of life, there is no way you can attract them. You must first allow the word of God to work on your mindset. Praise God. Because God has given us all things richly to enjoy. Praise God. I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Does God want you to fail? Yes or no? The kingdom business demands that we prosper. If you look around, everything you see here did not come by speaking in tongues. Right now, I'm being watched all over the world. It costs money to do that. Praise the Lord. One of us should be able to buy this place without thinking, no stress. Say, Pastor, how much does this thing cost? Don't announce it again. I'm going to buy it. That is why God wants you to prosper in all things. He wants us to have rich fulfillment. There are a lot of staff that work in church. They all need to be paid. The light does not go off when we are in church. It's because there's something generating the power. And money is needed to buy the diesel. And the church is not a building. You and I, we are the church. Praise God. That is why God wants to prosper you. Now, you now go to sending children to school. It is because you will not enlarge your mind. That's why you feel that you should not prosper. If you begin to think like God, you will know that you need to have loads of money. There are dilapidated schools. You can build up the schools. My sister told me one time that close to where she was living, there was no good water in the school. So she got people together. They dug a borehole. So if you are digging the borehole and you are saying Jesus is Lord, they will listen to you. Praise God. So there are loads of things to do, but you can start where you are. There is someone around that needs 10,000 to go to school. Do that. Don't say, I don't have. No. You have something. Let me tell your neighbor, you have something. So look for someone to bless. Because the main reason why God wants you to prosper is so that through you, others can prosper. That is why this year, being your year of rich fulfillment, is the year that your prosperity will be fulfilled all around. In the name of Jesus. Very important. Psalm 35 verse 27. God's will is for us to prosper. Psalm 35, verse 27. 3, 5, 2, 7. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Why? Who favor my righteous cause? So everything I listed before, they are the righteous causes of God. They are the things that delight God. That is why Jesus was saying on the last day, he will tell you, I was hungry, you gave me food. I was naked, you gave me clothes. I was in prison, you came to see me. And you'll be asking him, oh Lord, when did I do all these things? Praise God. As you do these things to the little man you see on the street, you are doing it to Jesus. Let them shout for joy. You know, earlier I told you, as a child of God, you are meant to be shouting. You are meant to be dancing. Even when you don't feel like it, just stand up and say, praise the Lord! Hallelujah. Sometimes I just get, carried away. I just start speaking in tongues. And this year, make praying in the Spirit your first language. Because you get into mysteries. You begin to talk with God. You begin to see things from how God sees them. So I was just praying in tongues and everything. And my kids, they are used to that now. But one of those days, it just went to another level, praise God. So I was laughing hysterically. So the guy was asking me, Daddy, what's happening? What's happening? Praise God. I said I was in the Spirit. Praise God. Being a child of God is the best life you can live. You are in control of situations. Prosperity is not dollar or naira equivalent. Prosperity is having your needs met abundantly per time. Not with money necessarily. If I just have around, he's not around. He came to cut my children's hair sometime last year, and he said they needed a new clipper. 2 weeks' time, they gave my son a clipper in school. I don't need to buy it. My wife was saying, my mom came to the house and said she needs a blender. She loves smoothies. She wants to be blending fruities. And my wife had a Benetton blender. And she said, I want to give her the blender. I said, why not? Give her the blender. Where is she? She's not around yet. 2 weeks later, they gave her a blender in the office. Not another type, Benetton blender, the same. There are times I have something to give someone in church. The stuff is still in the car. Somebody else brings a better stuff. Learn to live the kingdom life. This is very humorous. In Destar, so I had not gotten a job, but I had a very high flyer friend. So he was going to the UK and everything. So he brought me a tie. When I looked at the tie, I said, this tie, physically, I can't be wearing this tie. Praise God. So I looked for pastor. I saw him in the bookshop. I gave him the tie. Praise God. That this is meant for you, sir. Praise God. You know? But humorously, the Holy Spirit brought it back to me because Pastor Ayo has given me maybe up to 20 ties. And humorously, I have not worn any of the ties. As it's coming, it's going out. Praise God. The Holy Spirit just, brought that picture to me. A tie is a simple stuff, but you can apply it to every area of your life. Anything that you feels like if you give it out, your body, give them out. Praise God. Break that hold. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I've told you several times, I've never bought a car the normal way before. Praise God. The Lord knows how to bless his children. Hallelujah. So just relax and favor his righteous cause. Begin to think, who can I send to school? I first had my widow's fund when I was 7. Widow's funds. I can't forget, it was in my set that they turned the allowance to 7.5. And in the dormitory where we're sleeping, I held my 7.5 and I was dancing and telling them that I'm going to give out this 7.5, everything, because I know a time will come I'll be giving millions. Praise God. Break the hold of money over your life. Learn to give out stuff. Hallelujah. You are meant to be a channel for God. Isaiah 47 verse 17. Just buttressing the fact that God wants us to prosper. Verse 17. 47 verse 17. It's God that teaches us to make profit. Okay, we need to move on fast. 48:17. Okay. 48:17. Thank you. Isaiah 48:17. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way that you should go. So, I'm just trying to make you understand that God delights in your prosperity. He wants you to prosper. That is why he will teach you the way to go, the way to profit. Because scripture says that the hearts of kings are in the hands of God. So God knows the right word that you should say at that interview. And he will lead you in the way that you should go. He teaches you the right moves in the marketplace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 8:18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to do what? To get wealth. The Lord wants you to have wealth because there are many things to be done around the world. Hallelujah. If you look around, so many things, hallelujah, to be done. There's so much hunger, so much poverty around, you know. So you can't say, oh, I don't have any need. Your life is too small to be the main reason for your life. So the reason for your life is so that you can impact others. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God wants you to prosper. Let's look at the story of a blessed man in Psalm 112 from verse 1 to 3. Or maybe we can read all this. If we have time, we can read everything. Psalms 112. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights in his commandments. Okay, verse 2. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. Is that talking about you? The generation of the upright will be what? Will be blessed. So your generation, hallelujah. It doesn't matter what has happened before you came into the world, but from your own lineage, hallelujah, your generation will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be where? Are we together? Wealth and riches will be where? In his house. That means God expects that you have your own house. Wealth and riches will be in his house. And his righteousness endures forever. Go to verse 9 and see what he does with all this wealth. Verse 9. He has dispersed abroad. Praise God. He just keeps dispersing abroad to Asia, to Somalia. Just keep sending money. Hallelujah. For the advancement of the kingdom. That is why Jesus went around doing good. Hallelujah. So also, we are meant to go around doing good. He has dispersed abroad and he has given to what? To the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. Praise God. Praise the Lord, someone. Okay. What I want to do tonight, as I said earlier, is just to show you that God wants you to be rich. He wants you wealthy. He wants you to prosper. So don't mind what you see on social media. Fine. There are pastors that are crooks. Also, you have doctors that are crooks. Right? And you have good doctors. You have plenty of mechanics that are crooks. Praise God. And you still have good mechanics. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, you have the Bible and you have the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit teach you. Don't let somebody on social media teach you. Praise God. You know, it's very important that, because we have just one life and we must live it impactfully. Praise God. If you were 21 last year, you can't be 21 again. You are moving forward. So there are things that you need to do now, you know, so that by the time you are 50, it may be difficult to do them. A 50-year-old man, no matter how skillful he is, cannot play for Barcelona again. Praise God. That time is gone. You know, it's very important that we start living impactfully, knowing fully well that. So, it doesn't matter how much you have in your account, sir.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,